Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Mike Coates back again with the second hour of Swing Time for today, Tuesday the 4th of February. And my apologies for not getting all I wanted to get in of the Stan Tracy selection from his album Genesis. It was back to the very early days of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings for the source of our opening track just then, taken from the album Gotham Jazz Scene, and we heard Bobby Hackett and his jazz band. Bobby Hackett cornet, Dick Carey on E-flat horn, Ernie Caceres clarinet, Tom Gwaltney on vibes and clarinet, because I didn't hear any vibes on that track, Mickey Crane at piano, John Dengler tuba, Al Hall on bass, and Nat Ray on drums. Recorded in New York City on the 4th of April, 1957. Somewhat different recording techniques there used than when the Rhythm Kings performed it on the 23rd of March, 1923, for the Gennett label. A lifetime previously. Around the mid-1960s, alto player Joe Harriott gained a reputation of a free-form player, and while certainly Joe was looking at the way the music was developing, it would be inaccurate to suggest all his output was avant-garde, forward-looking. A typical example of his work could be found on his album Movement, where of the six tracks, three qualify as being freeform performances, the others are more conventional of the modern jazz of the period. A particular delight I feel is that all the musicians seem to have been around for ages and were well known at the time for club and recording sessions. An added plus mark was for the score, which was a Michael Garrick composition. All this in aid of a tune called Blues on Blues, played by the Joe Harriott Quintet, Shake Keen Trumpet, Joe Harriott Alto, Pat Smythe Piano, Coleridge Good Bass, and Bobby Orr Drums. The recording was made at the Lansdowne Studio in London. That was the studio owned and run by long-time jazz big name in Britain, Dennis Preston. And they were located in London, and the date was 1963. But I can't give you any more information than that. Here is Blues on Blues by the Joe Harriott Quintet.
Thank you.
The Joe Harriott Quintet there, with a tune composed by Michael Garrick, Blues on Blues. Well, despite all the controversy that surrounded Joe Harriott and his freeform excursions, Shirley Horne was not too concerned about the various schools of jazz. She had on her mind one other thing, or more precisely, on somebody.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. Might never be mean, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still. It had to be. Wonderful you. It had to be you. Thank you. I've seen. Might never be mean. Might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I'd love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful.
Shirley Horn's version of It Had to Be You, she of course accompanied herself on piano along with the vocal, and the tenor was supplied by Branford Marsalis. Charles Abels was on bass and Steve Williams at the drums. A New York City recording, either on the 12th or 14th of June or 11th or 13th of August 1990. It Had to Be You. On the other hand, Elaine Del Mar, for reasons unknown to us, had a more cynical view on the whole business. Her viewpoint was down with love. And aiding and abetting her were Andy Panay, tenor, Brian D, piano, Malcolm Creasy, bass, Ralph Salmons, drums, and Elaine Del Mar on vocal. Recorded at the Red Gables Studio, Greenford, Middlesex, on the 26th of June 1997. Down with Love.
Down with love, with flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon and wrap it in cellophane. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. Like moon and June and roses and rainbows ends. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, take it away, away. Take it away. Take it away. Give it back to the birds and the bees and the Viennese. Down with eyes, romantic and stupid. Down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove. Down with love. Thank you.
1937 composition, much favoured by Lee Wiley. When Miss Wiley performed the piece, to me, she always seemed to emphasise the phrase, "Stuff that dove." Some hidden story there, I guess. However, much as I sympathise with Miss Delmar's problems, the show must go on. I don't believe that pianist Mark Murphy was looking to shortchange John Coltrane when he composed and recorded Cutting Train's Corners. His accompanying musicians were Eric Wheeler on bass, Jeff Tane Watts on drums, and I'm afraid it's an unknown recording date and location, except I think it was around 2023. This is the version of Cutting Train's Corners.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sure the sharp-eared amongst you would have noticed my Freudian slip of designating the pianist as Mark Murphy. It should, of course, have been Greg Murphy, but I don't think it in any way interfered with a fine performance. This is Mike Coates presenting today's weekly edition of Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Another group of musicians who took their jazz very seriously, but nevertheless appeared to have a lot of fun in doing it, were the Chicagoans. Here are a couple of them in the company of three veteran New Orleans musicians. This is a transcription recording cut by World Broadcasting System in December 1943. They are playing Carolina in the Morning, and the group is led and named the Wild Bill Davison and his Jazzologists. His fellow Chicagoan is Lou McGarrity on trombone, and the three New Orleans boys are Tony Parente clarinet, Pops Foster on bass, and Zutty Singleton on drums. A fine swing pianist makes up the group, and he is Hank Duncan. It was recorded in World Transcription Studio, New York City, on the 3rd of December 1943, and they are playing Carolina in the Morning. Some excellent Chicago-style jazz there. This week's Sheffield gig guide is somewhat thin on the ground, I'm afraid. Wednesday, the 5th of February, the Lescar Jazz will feature tomorrow's new quartet, who are Ben Van Gelder, alto. With a name like that, he just had to be involved with jazz. Deschanel Gordon, piano. Flo Moore on bass. And Rod Orton, drums. And Rod is also the leader of tomorrow's new quartet. The group's influences include Chick Corea and Keith Jarrett. Their debut album, All Together Now, was made available in 2023. At the Lescar, the doors open at 8 p.m. for music commencing at 8:30 p.m. And that's at the Lescar, Sharrowvale Road, Sheffield, tomorrow night. And a cue there, I think, to hear some Chick Corea. I think this is taken from the Blue Note album, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. Chick Corea piano, Miroslav Vitus on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. Recorded New York City, the 14th of March, 1968. Matrix. Thank you. the Chick Corea composition Matrix. For listeners who have a rather more muted, harmonically advanced pianistic leaning, Hank Jones, I think, has sat upon a sufficient number of piano stools to satisfy most requirements. I'm sorry if you think I'm somewhat early with this selection, but I was anxious to get it in on time. And of course, all those for whom it is intended will know who they are.
Thank you.
all the End of Swing Time's broadcast for today. As usual, Mike Coates, that's me, hoping that you have found the music in my programme enjoyable and of interest. Thank you for listening. I anticipate being back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. with a further selection of jazz, blues and swing music. Until then, do take care out there.
Dancing, roaring, rancer. Abby's a cop. Abby's a cop. Through the streets of London, Abby's a came.